Joe is still on vacation, but you have me, Elliot King, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, hanging out. Liv, you said Heidi Pratt opened up about her plastic surgery from the Hills, right?
Yes. Okay, so Heidi from the Hills, you know, like Spencer and Heidi, Spidey, whatever. So Hills rebooted, and they had their episode this past week. And honestly, like, I found something kind of very touching in it, which is very surprising. Heidi Pratt opened up about her plastic surgery because she had that extreme makeover.
Right.
And she got a ton of liposuction. I mean, she got, like, part of her jaw, like, shaved down, whatever. She got a nose job. She got size H boobs.
Dang, she got the works.
I didn't even know existed yet. So she got all of this plastic surgery. And she had a lot of criticism for it. I mean, she's had a breast reduction since then and stuff like that. But she kind of opened up for the first time, like, about the plastic surgery.
Uh-huh.
And I never would have thought that Heidi from the Hills could have words that, like, touched me and, like, I thought, like, were good. But
yeah.
So she opens up and she said on the show, "Beauty is way more deep than the skin. I never thought that I would have had any kind of confidence issues because I was a very confident young woman growing up. But it can happen to anyone. And if you're having those kinds of thoughts and issues, it's important to seek advice from those you love and professionals who want to help. Figure out why you feel that way and what's behind it." So I think this is so, so important because I think a lot of times people are so unhappy with the way they look,
and
they
question.
Don't think that they're pretty enough or skinny enough or their nose is too big or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And so it makes them very insecure. And so I think that a lot of times people go to plastic surgery or, you know, I mean, nowadays it's not even surgery. You can get injections that make your lips look bigger. You can get injections that make your nose look more proportionate. Like,
okay.
You can get injections to fix anything basically nowadays. And I feel like a lot of people, you know, run to these things to kind of put a Band-Aid on the problem.
Yeah.
Because just fixing the way your nose look isn't going to make you more happy with yourself. You're going to have to find happy, like, with who you are as a human being,
mm-hmm.
to be able to be confident in your own skin, whether your nose is different or it's not, like, no matter what.
Right.
But
think this message is, like, kind of like, how do you take it coming from somebody who had so much plastic surgery?
Because she's speaking from experience. Uh-huh. And she regrets it.
Okay.
She's regretful of it. And she, you know, reversed a lot of the things that she had done. And her whole message was that she was a young person in the eye of pop culture.
Yeah, on
while
TV.
The Hills was huge.
Yep.
So she was receiving so much criticism, and it got to her because it's going to get to anyone. She even said she was such a confident young woman. But mm-hmm. when you hear all of that stuff and when you start comparing yourself, then anyone's going to feel insecure. And I feel like, too, with our, like, how social media is right now,
yeah.
it's so easy to knock yourself down. It's
Absolutely.
So much easier to get insecure. You're not only comparing yourself to just, like, the peers around you, you're comparing yourself to these unrealistic goals, these models, these fake images you're seeing on Instagram
mm-hmm.
that have been edited, that people have made to make themselves look skinnier. Like,
right.
all of these things, you're comparing it to a whole new world of stuff. And so I just think it's so important because I think I want our society to get to a point where we aren't so obsessed with our exterior and our self-image on the outside, and that we're not going to extremes.
Yes.
We're not spending hundreds, sometimes even thousands of dollars to look prettier.
Right.
From what society thinks is pretty. And all those efforts and negative thoughts that you think about your self-image and about yourself that you're not good enough, all of that energy could be put to so much better use if you spent that time thinking about your character,
yeah.
how you could do better in your job, how you could do better in your relationships, and what's happening on the inside instead of the outside, because at the end of the day, that's what matters.
Yeah, that's a fantastic message.
You know, like, your exterior look isn't going to help you further your career. It's not going to help you build a long-lasting relationship. Like, it's not going to change the world, but you could do that if you spent more time on those things.
So you're saying I shouldn't get butt implants in?
Please do not.
Okay.